steal, kill, and destroy. The work of the thief. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Jesus spoke on several occasions about eyesight. He was talking about blindness, deception, and vision. Some people were blind and could not understand the truth. Some people were deceived and rejected the truth in favor of a lie. Some people understood and received the truth to see the glory of God in Christ Jesus. The blind and the deceived are the victims of Satan's efforts to steal, kill, and destroy. Those who receive the light of the gospel of Christ Jesus enter into abundant life. Many people are unconcerned about the above because they don't ever see Satan or Jesus. Those people are blind. Satan manifests in every child of Satan, all the time, everywhere. Jesus manifests in every child of God, all the time, everywhere. You see, those unconcerned people are part of the group that are blind or deceived. Each of them is a child of Satan, whether they know it or not. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ are those who experience abundant life. Each of us is a child of God. Satan uses his children to further his efforts to steal, kill, and destroy. Christ uses his children to further the kingdom word of spreading abundant life. Look around you. Every person is either working for Christ or working for Satan. That includes you. Jesus said you will know the tree by its fruit, Luke 6:44. Do not judge by appearance. Use the same judgment that God will use on that day, the Word of God. Do not give people the benefit of the doubt. Try every spirit to see whether or not they are of God. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. 1 John 4, 1-3. Make a point of knowing whether or not people have confessed Christ Jesus and been filled with his spirit. If they have not, they are a child of Satan. And Satan is the father of liars, and so they too must be liars. This is simple math. I understand it is rigid, but so is God. Jesus said you must be born again. He did not say you ought to be born again. He told John that every person whose name was not written in the book of life would be cast into the lake of fire. Is Christ rash, or is he truth? We must get off the fence and recognize that there is none good but God. Mark 10:18. Otherwise, we blaspheme Christ and his word and so fall into deception. Christianity in the kingdom of God is not a Dale Carnegie course for learning how to win friends and influence people. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He did not command us to convert everyone. Conversion is the job of the Holy Spirit. Our job is to preach the gospel. If you feel uncomfortable telling people they are a child of Satan, don't do it. The Holy Spirit is not giving you the unction to do it. But you should pray that God raise up people who will confront the lost on their turf, which is Satan's living room. Eternity is waiting for every person. Each of us will die, and each of us will face the judgment. Hell was meant for Satan and fallen angels, but all those who refuse the precious blood of Christ will spend eternity with Satan. The one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy.